Father God, we thank you. You are so big, and there is none that can be compared to you. You are a God in your own class. Beside you, there is no other God. You can kill, you can make alive. And when you open a door, nobody can close it. And when you close it, nobody can open. Who saith a thing and it cometh to pass when you, the Almighty God, has not commanded it? We're here as a church just to worship you for who you are. The God who wears light as garment. We thank you. The God who executes judgment in quietness, who refuses to back up lies. Akoma Tioshikaleni. We thank you. 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 Accept our praises. Accept our worship. Inhabit our praises. Inhabit our worship. Holy Spirit, please continue to help us as we worship our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please, before you sit down, this is the combined choir, the Impact Choir and the Embassy Choir. And of course, the band. They have never disappointed. They deliver. Please, put those hands together as we appreciate God in their lives. As we appreciate the grace of God upon their lives. Wow! Give somebody a hard high five and say, your dancing and rejoicing will never cease. You may please be seated. Once again, I welcome you to this glorious service. And our online worshipers, you are also welcomed to this great celebration. And today, being the first Sunday of March, is the third day of the third month of this year, and we want to thank God. We're going to dance, we're going to rejoice. This is just a prelude of what will happen today and every day of your life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse number 1. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. Life rotates around this unique verse of scripture, and the awareness and acceptance of this verse usually brings progress and true success. The theme of this morning's message is a season for everything. A season for everything. There are all types of purposes that people pursue as they live through life. Everything in life is season-based. And every purpose in life is time-based. And that's why season and time work hand in hand in enhancing the fulfillment of destinies. And life has taught us that there are seasons like summer, seasons like winter. And in some part of the world, they have what is called a dry season and the raining season. There are plants that just cannot survive certain weather condition. The reason? Because it is not their season. So when you are expecting something to happen in a season, nature will not allow it. When you are expecting certain things to happen spiritually in a season and in the spirit realm, it is not the season, there is no how you can pray for it to happen. And when it happens, it is called a miracle. And anything God backs up to delay, it means that God is preserving that breakthrough in a certain season that will bring glory to his holy name. Zechariah and Elizabeth couldn't give birth at their young ages because it was not time for the forerunner of Jesus Christ to come forth. So it is my prayers that God will grant you the grace to wait for that unique season that God had tailor-made your breakthrough. How I wish your amen could sound better. Hence, good farmers, they don't toil around when it is a season to plant their crops. Having said what I've just said, you must realize that everything that concerns you has a spiritual season attached to it. Let me say it again. Everything that concerns you as a person has a spiritual season attached to it. There is what is called spiritual raining season. And there is also what is called spiritual dry season. All these seasons influences people's purposes in life. And that's why 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41, 1 Kings 18, 41 says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." Israel was going through their dry season. Israel was going through scarcity. But Elijah, in the midst of dryness and scarcity, Elijah in the spirit realm was hearing the sound of abundance of rain. When a person is experiencing a spiritual or the spiritual raining season, everything he or she touches blossoms. Everything such a person touches succeeds in the spirit realm. That is that person's spiritual raining season. And when a person is also experiencing spiritual dry season, everything begins to what? To dry up and fall apart. Such a person's life can be described as written in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 23. Deuteronomy 28, 23 says, "And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron." I pray for you that the heaven over you will never become brass. May the earth under you never become iron in the name of Jesus. You see, Church of God, at one point or the other, you are going to experience spiritual rainy season or spiritual dry season. Listen to me, Church of God. It is what you do during your spiritual rainy season that determines how you can cope with your spiritual dry season. It is what you do during your spiritual rainy season that will determine how you can cope, how you can scale through your spiritual dry season. Look at your neighbor and say, please follow Pastor, he's going somewhere. Proverbs 6:6-8, Proverbs 6:6-8 says, go to the end, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provided her meat in summer and gathereth her food in harvest. Those tiny things, they are so clever. They know that when the rainy season comes, it will sweep them away. So what they do during dry season, when there is no rain, while others are enjoying the clear weather, you see them busy building their ant hill, taking everything they can inside, so that when the rainy season comes in, they just go into their ant hill and they'll just be enjoying. What you do during your spiritual rainy season will determine how you can cope or scale through your spiritual dry season. Just as it is in the physical realm, so it is in the spiritual realm. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Therefore, Church of God, recognizing your season or seasons is the key factor that you must not toil with. Don't eat with all your hands. It's a proverb. Put aside. There is seed time and harvest. Don't eat all your income. I told you, enjoy part of the savings, but don't eat all the savings. You must sit back and think, this season of bloodsomeness, this season that everything is just there, what happened if I miss two paychecks in a row? Can I cope? What happened if the paycheck does not come for the next 6 months? What if recession affects my business? Can I sustain that business? That is what the ants do. And the Bible says, go to the ants and learn. But it will be very, 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 very unusual for you to go to an ant and say, okay, ant, can you teach me? It's also a proverb in the Bible. Everything about life is about season. Everything about purpose is time. Time and season, they work hand in hand to enhance your destiny. Shout hallelujah. A season for everything. You remember this man that was at the pool of Bethesda for 30, not days, not weeks, not months, 38 years. The same spot. Look at his complaint. Look at what happened here. John 5:3-4. John 5:3-4. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For the moving of the water. What happened there? The Bible says, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then falls after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. So this man for 38 years knew the season of the moving of the water, but just couldn't benefit from this seasonal movement of the water. Hallelujah. We have fasted for 50 days by his grace, coming to church every evening for 50 days. We prayed. God directed us. God led us. The season we are right now is the season of reaping, is a season of enjoying the proceed, the labor in the place of prayer. That's the season we are now. Recognizing this season will enhance your life. It shouldn't be business as usual, because it is not business as usual. God does not file prayers. The Bible says that he's a rewarder. The reason he's a rewarder is because he's a recorder. He is waiting for you to claim. To claim. Do you know, sir, that if you order something and you have a post office box and you are actually instructed the manufacturers to deliver your goods in that post office box, do you know, sir, if you don't go there to claim it, after some days, what happens? Return to sender. On this Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Let me tell you, sir, ma, whether you were following us on Zoom, the altar, Mount Zion is still 3800 East Parker Road. That is an addendum or an extension of this. But when the postmaster will deliver, the postmaster are angels. The Bible said there was an angel that goes seasonally to trouble the water. There is an angel that is a postmaster general that delivers packages in the spirit realm. And when he comes to church and does not find you on this Mount Zion, it will be returned to sender. And who is the sender? The Almighty God, who does not fight prayers but answers prayers. You must know the season we are as this church is concerned. Look at your neighbor and say, we are in the season of reaping and enjoying the fruit and fruits of our labor. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Hallelujah. So like Mary in the Bible, you have to confess. In the life of John Egbewele Omewa, there shall be a performance of all my prayer points. Can you just say that? Can you just say that? In the life of John Egbewele Omewa, there shall be a performance of all my prayer points over my wife, over my children, over my spiritual children, over my sons and daughters-in-laws. There shall be a performance. Step out and claim what belongs to you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A season for everything. As true and sure as there is a season for everything under the heaven, the word of God says in Psalm 34 verse 1, says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That is to say, children of God, when it comes to praising God, when it comes to dancing before God, when it comes to thanking God, when it comes to worshiping God, there are no seasons attached to it. Therefore, regardless of what season you are going through, whether rainy season or dry season, whether you're on the top of the mountain or you're in the valley, or you're going through some dark days, some light days, you're going through some difficult situation, there are no seasons attached to dancing, worshiping, and praising God, because He is watching and He's looking and He's searching for worshipers. Regardless of what you go through. You remember the story of Job very well. The Bible says he was going through his challenges. He was going through his challenges. In Job chapter 1, 20 to 22, with this we'll close. Job chapter 1, 20, 22. To be so nice if I can hear the sound of the keyboard. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. No, sir, that is not humanly possible. That is not the human nature. The human nature is to complain and say, God, why me? God, why me? But no, Job did not understand what was going on behind the scene. But all he could do in the midst of the calamity he was faced with, the Bible says, and conjunctional word, he worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I go thither. And the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. He did not say, why me, Lord? He did not understand what was going on behind the scene. He did not say, why me, Lord? Brethren, regardless of what we are going through, praise and worshiping the Lord should be the order of the day. Thanking God for waking you up. When we were praying this morning with my wife, I said, wow, for 71 years, the Lord has been waking me up every day. 71 years. And the same, you can say the same. You are up again today. Because right from birth, the Lord did not forget to wake you up. You did not sleep the sleep of death. In every situation, he said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Concerning you. I remember a season in my life. I didn't know what just happened. My neck was hurting. My shoulder was hurting. To the point, even when I'm sleeping, to turn, I'll be groaning. It was that painful. Putting on my shirt, it was a groaning situation. I'll be groaning and I have to wear. Do you know? Listen to me, church. The moment you remember you are breathing, you have a problem. You didn't get that. If you can notice that you are breathing. Because we do it effortless when there is no problem. A lady was testifying just some days ago. She said she cannot sleep. She couldn't sleep. Because without the stethoscope, she hears her heart beat. She just hears it. And that disturbs her at night. Loop-do, loop-do. You know that's how the heart beat. Loop-do. Loop-doop. She hears it. She hears it. But God delivered her. And she slept like a baby. And look at you. Look at you. How many times you have kicked the wall? How many times you have thrown the towel and then the pillows away? The comforter that you use to cover is somewhere. Because you slept soundly. And you think money bought that. No, there is a God who gives sound sleep. Put your hands together for that God. He has kept us through the first month of this year. He has kept us through the second month of this year. Like he did last year, he's going to do the same this year. Why not jump on your feet and shout hallelujah? He did not allow you to embark on a journey of no return. You have been traveling to the north. You have been traveling to the south. You have been traveling to the east and the west. You have flown. You have driven. You have gone through the sea. You have gone through the rain. And this God kept on keeping you. Shout hallelujah. Eze Bube, see how far you've brought me. Eze Bube, I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can tell, and I know it's your grace. You say,
mellow.
You deserve the glory and the honor.
Sing it out.
Lord, lift my hands in worship. It's not a religious activity either. That we are here to worship God. Please, it's a privilege to be able to come before the presence of God. So don't look at it as though you're doing God a favor. Don't look at it as though, oh, yeah, I'm doing the pastor a favor, because I don't know where we got that from, that coming to church, let me just pity the pastor. You are of all men the most miserable. You are here to worship your God. Don't allow worshiping God become a seasonal event. I don't feel like going to church today. My goodness. Why do you think that way? I don't feel like praising God today. It's not about feeling, sir. It's not about feeling. Nobody feels like praising God when things are not working. Nobody feels that way. But whether things are working or not, our God must be worshipped. And you don't choose, we are not castigating you. Please, I'm not doing that. And I don't intend to do that. We continue to enhance our online worship. But it's primarily meant for those who cannot come to church. We'll continue to enhance it, trust me. But it was primarily made for those who cannot come to church. You don't make your home a home church. He has a house. And he wants you to come to his house, because his house is a house of prayer. His house is a house of worship. Except if you cannot humanly make it, let us always show up on this Mount Zion. So, If you're in the house, you don't even know the God we are talking about. If you're in the house, you are still living in sin. You still don't know the God we are talking about. Because he said we should lift up holy hands unto the Lord. If you are still living in sin, fornication, adultery, lying, cheating, your hands are not holy. They are bloody. He will turn his eyes away from you. But he wants to inhabit your praises. Take care of sin. The blood of his dear son, Jesus, still cleanses from all unrighteousness. So if you're in the house, you know you're not born again. This is the time to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. If you know you are a Christian, but you are still living in sin, you are backslidden, this is the time to say, Lord Jesus, restore me back to fellowship. Let's bow our head as we pray. And if you are a Christian, pray and say, God, let your grace continue to keep me going. No matter the situation, no matter the weather, no matter the season, I am sold out to praise and to worship you. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Cleanse me from every spot, from every wrinkle, from every blemish. Restore me back to fellowship. I have strayed. Restore me back to fellowship. I'm a prodigal son. Restore me back to fellowship. And grant me the grace to keep on keeping on, regardless of what I'm faced with. So shall it be. So we decree in Jesus' mighty name. Father, restore the backsliders. Accept sinners into the fold. And those of us that are Christian, please continue to grant us the grace to keep on keeping on. As we praise and worship you, please continue to inhabit our praises. In Jesus' holy name we pray.